As I study the Bible more and more, my friends, I want you to know that I've come to the conclusion too. Art helped me out in my understanding of who God is and how he approaches death for us. As I read the Bible more, I have come to the conclusion that death can be a friend. Here's the teaching, where that comes from. Our passage from Romans chapter 8, it says this: all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. All things. In our reading, it goes on to list some of those things. It didn't define it in that little phrase there, but here are the things that Paul was talking about. Tribulation. Art had some tribulation. Distress. Paul had distress, but so did Art. Things like persecution. Absolutely. There was some time in which Art wasn't treated well. Famine. Art would say his diet kind of caused him to be, he had to go famine at times. Nakedness, the sword. But you see in this passage, he says death. All things work together for good. Because of what Jesus did, because of that old rugged cross, you see everything has changed. Tears are joy. Sadness has turned to hope. Death, which was an enemy, is now our friend. Death is our friend. Art knew that. And that's what he taught me. And as you dig in more to the Bible, it just talks simply as death being a valley. It's just something you pass through. Death is just a shadow. It's real, Psalm 23 says, but it can't harm us. Death is our friend. We get to be with God, and there's no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. It's fantastic. Like Art liked to help me around the house with projects, or should I say, I guess he did a lot of them. He was so gracious about it. He'd come in, he wouldn't say, "Hey, Jeremy, this is a hammer and this is a nail. Let me teach you about how that works." He'd just look at my wife and give a wink, you know, and my wife would wink back. That was all that needed to be said, you know. That they loved having fun about my lack of handiwork. Art was so generous, but I believe Art has taught us something far more valuable than handiwork. It's that death ultimately can be our friend. We often talked about how he would die. I would talk about it, and I said, "Art, I think I know how you're going to die." And Art would say, "This is, I think, how I'm going to die." He thought that he was going to die by disobeying the doctor's orders. That the doctor would say, "Oh, you have 6 days to stay in bed." Art thought, "Well, on day two, I'm going to get up and just walk, and then I'll die all by myself. No one will know about it, and it'll just be peaceful." That's not how it happened. I agreed with him. I was pretty sure that's how he was going to die. I agreed with him, but you see, that's not how it happened. Art had time. He knew what was coming, and he wrestled with that question. I really believe that. And he came to such a sweet conclusion: death is my friend. And how true it is. He didn't fight it. He didn't fear it. He didn't run away from it. He met it. And that's not to say that's how, I don't want to preach and say that's how we all should look towards death. But it is to say, let us all remember that passage from Romans 8:29. All things, including death, work together for good for those who love the Lord. May that be our comfort in this time of grief and celebration too, knowing that because of Jesus, death is turned to being a friend. We're with Jesus forever. Let's pray about that, then we'll have some time for prayer together. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of Art, and Lord, I thank you for how he died. He knew where he was going. He knew that death was around the corner, but I thank you that he realized that death could be met as a friend because of Jesus and his work in his life. Lord, may that comfort us as we think about our time, and as we think about that time where we meet death, and then that sweet time where we have a reunion with those that we love, including Art. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.